Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, Principal Correspondent with The Print, and today I will discuss what the much talked about cabinet reshuffle in Rajasthan has achieved. Now, the reshuffle in the Rajasthan government is being seen as an attempt by the Congress party to rein in the two warring factions in its state unit, namely the Ashok Gehlot and the Sachin Pilot factions. Most of you would recall that in July last year, the Rajasthan government was plunged into a month-long political crisis when Pilot, who was the deputy chief minister and also the president of the Congress state unit, flew to Haryana with 18 Congress MLAs. At the time, Pilot had claimed that he had the support of 30 MLAs in the 200-member Rajasthan Assembly, including the 18 he'd brought along with him, and therefore has the numbers to replace Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot. Over the course of the next few weeks, Gehlot and Pilot held multiple meetings with senior leaders of the Congress's national leadership, but a consensus could not be reached. Eventually, the Congress sacked Pilot from his position as Deputy Chief Minister as well as Party Chief. At the same time, two ministers who were close to Pilot and a part of the 18-member rebel group were also sacked from the cabinet. What followed was speculation of Pilot joining the BJP in a throwback to veteran Congress leader Jyotiraditya Scindia doing the same just a couple of months prior after a fallout with Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Kamal Nath. However, Pilot vehemently maintained throughout that he was not in talks with the BJP, and the BJP also distanced itself from what it called the Congress's internal mess. In August that year, an apparent reconciliation took place, just a few days before the Gehlot government faced a floor test in the Rajasthan Assembly. Pilot met Rahul and Priyanka Gandhi, and the standoff seemed to have been solved, though an internal Cold War is said to have continued. Gehlot won that floor test, but Pilot was not reinstated to his previous posts. Cut to November 2021, and this cabinet reshuffle is being seen as the Congress High Command's final push to bring together these two warring factions. Of the 15 new ministers inducted, 5 are close to Pilot and were a part of the 18-member rebel group. Two of them, Vishwendra Singh and Ramesh Meena, were the ministers who were sacked along with Pilot and have once again been given a cabinet berth. That apart, another Pilot loyalist, Hemaram Chaudhary, was also given a cabinet berth, while two other loyalists, Brijendra Singh Ola and Murali Lal Meena, were made ministers of state. Addressing the press after the reshuffle, Pilot also rubbished talks of factionalism in the party, stating that it was a media construct and that the party will unitedly take on the BJP in the 2023 state elections. He also lauded the new cabinet with 5 Dalit ministers, 3 ST ministers and 3 women ministers as more inclusive, saying that it had the stamp of Priyanka Gandhi. However, he did not clarify what his role in the state Congress will be. Pilot still does not have a post in the party's state unit or the government. Former Health Minister of Rajasthan, Govind Singh Dotasra, who was appointed as Rajasthan Congress chief in Pilot's place, has been made to resign from the government following a one-person, one-post principle. This means that Pilot is unlikely to get back the role of state chief. Sources in the Congress party have also told The Print that Pilot was offered a role as General Secretary in charge for a state, but has allegedly refused. But this also points at the fact that he may assume a national role for the party. Will Sachin Pilot settle into his national role while keeping his finger in the Rajasthan pie? Well, that's something the Congress will have to settle before the 2023 elections. That's all I have for you right now, but we will be watching the developments closely in the days to come and bring you all the latest facts. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, Principal Correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.